Maybe you've heard, NPR is 50 years old this year, so we've been looking back at the news, movies, and albums that shaped the year 1971. One of those albums, T-Rex's Electric Warrior, was released 50 years ago today. Here's NPR's Avery Keatley.
On September 24th, 1971, British rock band T-Rex released Electric Warrior. The 11-song album would be the biggest of their career, with singles like Bang A Gong and Jeepster. Mark Bolan was the lead singer and guitarist.
You know, I'm a rocker, man. Music's my initial inspiration.
T-Rex formed in the late 60s as an acoustic folk duo, then called Tyrannosaurus Rex. But the music scene was flowing in a different direction.
By the early 70s, we did as much as we could with electric guitars.
That's acclaimed record producer Tony Visconti. He produced many of T-Rex's albums, including Electric Warrior.
We realized that we were the guys making the hits, and it was our responsibility, like the Beatles took it upon themselves, to do something better every time we put a record out.
By 1971, the band had changed their name, their sound, and scored major hit singles in the UK. A few months before Electric Warrior was released, Bolan made another change. In a Top of the Pops performance, he came on stage with a little more flair than usual. Here's historian and writer Simon Reynolds.
He sort of glammed up his image. He put some glitter on his cheekbones and wore a scarf. And that was all it took, really, to get people to scream at him.
That little bit of glitter had a great big impact. Glam rock was born.
Strong sense of image and glitz, simple anthemic songs, rock and roll with a beat that just forced you to move.
The slicked up production, the makeup and high heels, and the music that begged you to boogie inspired countless musicians. One of them was 12-year-old Joe Elliott, future lead singer of Def Leppard. His first concert was T-Rex on their Electric Warrior tour.
I went through the swing doors and just saw this sea of people going mental. You know, hair everywhere, arms flailing all over the place, screaming girls, shouting boys, and Mark Bolan wailing away on stage with his guitar.
With Electric Warrior, Bolan hoped to break through to a new audience. Here he is speaking with jazz producer Michael Kiskuna in 1971.
That album, for me, is about just explaining to America, really, that we're worth listening to.
The album charted at number one in the UK, but peaked at just 32 in the US. Writer Simon Reynolds.
I think it really kind of messed with his head. The fame in the UK was too much, yet he didn't quite manage to extend it into America.
Despite the band's inability to rise to stardom in the US, Electric Warrior's legacy endures. Musicians ranging from David Bowie to Kesha have cited Bolan as an inspiration. In 2020, T-Rex was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in the words of Bolan himself, Electric Warrior is more than just an album.
I think Electric Warrior, for me, is the first album which is a statement of 1971 for us in England.
Really?
I mean, that's, if anyone ever wanted to know why we were big in the other part of the world, that album says it for me.
So dust off those boogie shoes, put the needle down, and step back into 1971. Avery Keatley, NPR News.